Here's the story of a lovely lady who was bringing up three very lovely girls. All of them had hair of gold, like their mother, the youngest one in curls. It's the story of a man named Brady who was busy with three boys of his own. They were four men living all together, yet they were all alone. Till the one day when the lady met this fellow, and they knew that it was much more than a hunch, that this group must somehow form a family. That's the way they all became the Brady Bunch.
The Brady Bunch, the Brady Bunch, that's the way they became the Brady Bunch.
Mr. Brady, I thought you were one of the kids.
Well, it's probably better than the blue plate special I get downtown.
Bye, dear.
Bye, Eddie. Bye, Alice.
Bye, Mr. Brady. Hey, one of the kids forgot his lunch.
No, I saw each one with his lunch bag.
Well, then whose is this?
Well, let's see. Bobby left, and Cindy.
Marcia.
Greg.
Peter.
Jan!
Hurry up, you'll be late for school.
I'm coming.
What have you been doing?
Getting some tissues. I've all stuffed up.
Oh, boy, the flu season's here again.
Gesundheit.
Let me feel your forehead.
Stick out your tongue and say,
When did this start? Well, never mind, dear. You're staying home from school today. Now, come on, up to bed.
Oh, I wonder, Mrs. Brady.
You wonder what she's got?
I wonder how soon the rest of them are going to come down with it.
I wouldn't fall for that.
This?
Nope.
This?
Oh, never.
Never?
You little rascal. You're too good for me.
Let's play one more.
Not right now. Your daddy's coming home for lunch to see how you feel.
Maybe daddy will play with me.
I'm sure he will. How are you feeling?
Fine. I haven't sneezed since I got in bed.
Oh, well, let me see your throat.
Mother, you've looked in my throat 6,000 times.
Well, this will be 6,001. Now stick out your tongue. I don't understand it. Your throat looks fine. Does it hurt?
No.
Do you hurt any place?
My tongue hurts. I stuck it out so much, I think I sprained it.
Well, I've never seen the flu act like this before. You seem perfectly well.
Can I get up now?
Oh, no, you don't. You stay right where you are. And keep the covers on. Here, you can read a while.
Okay.
Hello. Oh, hi, honey.
Listen, honey, I just called to tell you not to worry about Jan. She's feeling much better.
You mean she stopped all that sneezing?
Yeah, she seems to feel fine now.
Ah, wonderful. Well, I was going to come home for lunch, but...
Oh, come anyway. Your favorite dish is waiting for you.
What's that?
Me. No, I really do have your favorite dish, though. It's tuna salad with chopped eggs and pickle relish.
Well, that settles it. With my little girl, my wife, and my tuna salad all waiting for me, I'm coming home.
Good. I'll see you in a little while. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Alice, the tuna salad will be in the refrigerator.
Mr. Brady can have a piece of this cake for dessert. Mmm.
That looks delicious.
Yeah, sure, I'm glad Jan's feeling better.
Yeah, you know, that's the strangest cold. Not a sign of it now.
What about all that sneezing?
She hasn't sneezed a single sneeze.
This morning I was up to here in Gesundheit.
All her symptoms have disappeared.
Then what could have made her do all this?
Wait a minute. An allergy. Maybe she's allergic to something.
That's right. An allergy will make you sneeze and wheeze.
Pollen, dust, maybe some kind of food. When did she start sneezing so hard?
This morning at breakfast. Hey, I used flour to make the pancakes, and yesterday when I made that cake, she was sneezing then, As a matter of fact, a couple of days ago, we were making cookies, remember?
Oh, that's right, but I don't...
Flour! Well, I'm glad we found it out now, before she grew up and married a baker.
Oh, wait a minute, Alice. Maybe it's the roses or geraniums or something in the backyard. This is pollen season.
It's the flour, Mrs. Brady. Let's take some up and test her.
Alice, you don't mind if I check with the doctor, do you?
Oh, no, ma'am. He's entitled to his opinion, too.
Nothing?
No, none of those things make me sneeze.
It's the flour, Mrs. Brady, I'm positive.
Okay, Alice, we'll try the flour.
Get ready with your Gesundheit. Now, just a little sniff, Jan. No use punishing yourself.
Nothing?
No.
Take a bigger sniff.
Just smells like flour.
It doesn't bother you?
No, not at all.
I don't understand that. Don't laugh. This stuff is dynamite.
Doesn't bother me. Can I get up now, Mother?
No, honey, you better stay put. The doctor's pretty sure you've got some kind of allergy, and he wants me to keep checking different things around the house.
Do I have to stay in bed?
No, you can go to the doctor's and get a shot if you'd rather.
I'll stay in bed.
Maybe Jan's allergic to dust.
Oh, it can't be dust. There's as much dust upstairs as there is downstairs.
Thank you.
Oh, I'm sorry, Alice. I just meant that it's all very well dusted.
Oh. Hey, I just had a funny thought. Maybe she's allergic to a person.
Oh, Alice.
It happens. I remember reading once about a woman that was allergic to her husband.
Oh, I read about that, too. They had to get a divorce.
Now, we know she's not allergic to either one of us because we were both up there with her. She never sneezed once.
Maybe it's her new pillow. Oh, no, it doesn't have any feathers in it.
She couldn't be allergic to her sisters because you would have found out about that a long time ago. Maybe it's one of the boys or Mr. Brady.
Oh, Alice, really?
Think about it, Mrs. Brady. She hasn't sneezed once since they left this morning.
Well, that doesn't prove...
Honey? Hello?
Listen, if it's Mr. Brady, we could check it out fast.
Shh, Alice, it's just too far-fetched. Hi, darling.
Hi, Alice. Honey?
Mm. Oh, God bless you.
So everybody's staring at it. Haven't you ever seen anyone sneeze before?
Have you been sneezing all day?
No, first sneeze in a week. How's Jan feeling?
Oh, much better.
Yeah, she hasn't sneezed at all since you've been away from...
Darling, why don't you run up and see her? She's just dying to play checkers with you.
Oh, really? Well, I better warn her. As a boy, I was known as the checker champ of Chestnut Avenue.
Well, watch out for yourself. She's pretty good.
All right, let me know when lunch is ready.
We will.
Doesn't that just tear your heart out? So cheerful, he has no idea what he's walking into.
Alice, we don't know that it's Mr. Brady. We don't know what it is.
You're right.
Well, let's just wait until we find out.
You mean just stand here and wait?
You're not suggesting that we go upstairs and eavesdrop.
Hi, Princess.
Hi, Daddy.
So tight. How are you feeling?
I'm all stuffed up.
Oh, that's too bad. So you got a fever?
No, Bobby took my temperature.
Oh. Alice says you haven't been sneezing as much.
Now I started up again.
Here you want to play me a game of checkers.
Not right now. I'm feeling worse.
You mean since I came in?
Yeah, especially since you sat down.
You poor kid. You want me to read to you? Let me settle back and relax a little bit. Close your eyes.
We can try it.
Mrs. Brady, we got to get him out of there.
Well, Mike, would you come out here, please?
Sure, honey. Soup's on?
Not exactly.
If that's in the fire, you might say.
I'll read to you later. Here. Hi, honey, what's up?
Mike. I don't quite know how to tell you this.
Jan's allergic to you.
Thank you, Alice.
What's this all about?
You heard Jan sneezing just now? Well, she didn't sneeze once while you were at the office.
It's one of those rare things.
Now, that's silly.
Well, that's what I thought, too. But have you heard her sneeze since you left the room?
No. How are you feeling now, Jan?
Much better, Daddy. It was funny. Right after you left the room, I started feeling better.
Good. I'm glad to hear it. I'll see you after lunch.
Well?
Yeah.
Oh, Mike.
Huh, honey?
Why don't you two look at the bright side?
Would you mind telling us just what that is?
Well, maybe you can get her a gas mask.
What was that?
I said maybe you could get her a gas mask.
Oh, that's music.
She's singing our song. Did you sneeze, Jan?
Yes. Tiger, please, get down. Go away.
Does it bother you with Tiger near you?
Oh, yes. It's terrible. Oh, I just realized.
Let me get him out of here. Come on, Kachu King.
There now. How's that?
Oh, better.
Does it bother you when I sit here?
Not at all.
Oh, what a relief. We thought you were allergic to... Never mind, it's Tiger.
Tiger? What's he doing?
He isn't doing anything, Jan. It's something about his hair. Invisible little particles. That's what makes you sneeze.
I was afraid we'd have to get rid of Daddy, but... Oh, Mike, what are we going to do about Tiger?
I don't know. The boys have raised him since he was a pup. They'll be heartbroken.
I'm sorry, Daddy.
It isn't your fault, sweetheart.
Maybe it's not Tiger after all. Alice? Alice, would you bring Tiger back?
Oh, darling, we're sure it's Tiger.
Maybe it isn't.
You sure you want him?
Yes. Come on, Tiger. Come here, Tiger. Come on, Tiger. Come on. Come on, baby. Oh, no.
Those poor boys.
It's gonna break their hearts.
Tiger's such a sweet dog.
Such a good watchdog, too.
The way he took to me and the girls.
Treated you just like the rest of the family.
A dog like Tiger, you know, isn't easy to come by.
I sure don't envy you, Mr. Brady, having to tell the boys.
Well, bad news is part of life. When something unpleasant happens, you have to face it, you know. Be realistic. There's no alternative. There's no alternative. Might as well not put it off. Might as well go and tell them now.
Mike, I wish there was something I could do.
Me too, Mr. Brady.
Thanks.
Did I ever tell you we had Tiger before we had Bobby?
Yes, now. Alice, why did you have to tell me now?
I just happened to think about it now.
Well, try to think about something else. Be brave, like Mr. Brady.
Hi, gang.
Hi, Dad.
Time out, fellas. Let's have a little talk.
Come on, Tiger. This concerns you, too.
You look pretty serious, Dad.
Well, I'm afraid it is pretty serious, son. Mother kept Jan home from school today because she thought she had a cold.
Yeah, we wondered what happened to her.
How is she?
Fine. It turned out Jan didn't have a cold after all.
She was just pretending? What a phony baloney.
No, she wasn't pretending, and it wasn't phony. Jan has an allergy.
An what?
Allergy. That's something that makes you feel miserable when you get anywhere near it.
I have an allergy, too. Arithmetic.
Peter, I'm talking about coughing and sneezing and eyes tearing. Now, there's something around the house that's doing all of these terrible things to Jan.
What's the problem? Whatever it is, let's just get rid of it.
Even if it's Tiger?
Tiger?
Jan's allergic to Tiger. And I'm afraid, boys, that they cannot live together in the same house.
Aw, Dad.
It's terrible.
Where's Jan gonna live?
Jan will live with us, Bobby. Maybe Tiger can live with Grandma and Grandpa.
I don't want Tiger to go away.
Tiger's a dog, son. Jan's your sister.
We'll just keep Tiger away from Jan. Yeah.
Boys, it's impossible in the same house.
Isn't there anything we can do?
Sorry, fellas. Jan's allergy gets worse and worse with Tiger around. I'm afraid he'll have to go.
Did you get it?
Right here.
The
There you go, Tiger. Boy, this is the first time he's eaten a bone in our room.
Yeah, it's kind of like a special occasion. He's gonna know something's wrong.
Dogs can't figure out things like that. Not even Tiger.
He sure likes that bone. I hope he doesn't try to bury it right in the floor. He'll get splinters.
Don't be dumb. He'll bury it in the backyard with the rest of his bones.
Hey, maybe we ought to dig them all up now so he can take them with him.
No, he'll get new ones at Grandma's house.
I guess we all gotta say goodbye to him now.
Yeah, who's gonna say goodbye first?
Go ahead.
Me, you're the oldest. For the first time, I'm glad I'm the youngest.
He sure is enjoying that bone.
Yeah, I don't even want to break the bad news to him now.
It'll spoil his appetite.
Well, I guess we gotta do it. Hey, Tiger. Tiger. Tiger, I'm talking to you.
He ain't listening.
I bet he's got a feeling in his bones. I mean his own, not the one he's chewing.
Listen, fella, I got some terrible news.
Would you leave that bone alone for a minute?
We should have given it to him after we said goodbye. I bet he wouldn't have wanted it then.
Tiger, leave that bone alone for a minute, will you? Tiger? Tiger, that crummy bone is messing up everything.
Tell him goodbye anyway.
Yeah, let him eat it.
What I wanted to tell you, pal, as much as we love you, we gotta give you away. It's killing us, but there's nothing we can do about it. You tell him, Peter.
Tiger, you know we don't want to give you away. Tell him we'll miss him.
And we're going to miss you something awful. Tiger? Tiger? Oh, he doesn't even care about us. All he wants is that bone.
Maybe he doesn't want us to know how he really feels. Tiger? All I want to say is... Oh, Tiger!
And whenever Tiger comes around me, I sneeze and I sneeze and I can hardly breathe.
I don't want to get rid of him.
Neither do I, but Dad says his hair makes me sneeze.
Hey, I know what we can do. Let's give him a good bath. Then his hair won't make you sneeze anymore.
Hey, that's a good idea.
Come on, Cindy. Jan, you stay here or you'll sneeze.
Okay.
Don't forget behind his ears.
Okay.
This Tiger.
Darn that Jan anyway.
Oh, she can't help it. It's her dumb nose.
Hey, I've got an idea. People get heart transplants. Maybe Jan can get a nose transplant.
That's crazy.
Sure. Where are we gonna get an extra nose?
You guys are both such dumbheads. I don't even know how we can be brothers. There's only one thing to do.
What's that?
Well, if Tiger's hair is causing Jan trouble, we'll give him a bath. Get his hair real clean.
Hey, yeah. Scrub it, Algie, right off him.
Good idea.
Shh, we'll keep it a secret. That way it'll be a real test when Jan smells him. Come on. Put his rear end up, Peter.
There you go. What's wrong with him? I never seen him so afraid of water.
Well, afraid or not, he's got to have a good bath. Our only hope for keeping him. Come on, Tiger.
Good night, fellas.
Good night, Peter.
Good night.
Good night, Bobby.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night, kid.
Good night, Dad. Good night, Greg.
Good night, Greg.
Good night.
No talking. Right to sleep.
Dad? If Tiger doesn't make Jan sneeze tomorrow, will we still have to give him away?
No, of course not, Bobby, but I wouldn't depend on that.
I'm afraid that would take a miracle.
Maybe there'll be a miracle.
Oh, I hope so. Good night. You're asleep, ready for action?
Soap, scrub, brush, a tub of water, ready and waiting.
I didn't say anything to the boys. I didn't want to get their hopes up.
It's high time Tiger had a bath anyway.
Well, I'd better get back before Mr. Brady misses me, okay?
What's the matter with you, Tiger? You usually enjoy a bath. Believe me, this is going to be a good one.
Be hopeless.
And you're gonna have a bath like you never had before.
Attaboy. I never liked it a whole lot. Attaboy.
Morning, Alice.
Morning, Mr. Brady.
Sweetheart.
Hi.
Girls out?
They'll be down in a minute. Want your coffee?
Wait a minute. Hello, Tiger. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning.
Hi, guys.
Hi,
guys.
Hi, boys.
Hey, there's good old Tiger.
How are you, Tiger? Where are the girls?
They'll be down in a minute.
Want your juice, fellas?
In a minute.
Hi, girls.
Morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Hi, Tiger.
Morning.
Morning, Tiger.
Hello,
Tiger.
Boy, he sure smells clean, doesn't he?
You bet he does.
I'll say so.
Squeaky clean. He's pure.
Cleanest dog in the neighborhood.
Absolutely.
Well, we seem to be in full agreement on that.
What we got here is a clean dog. Good morning, Jan.
Hi.
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 You look great, Jan.
Doesn't she look great?
How are you feeling?
Oh, I feel fine. Come on, Tiger. Come here. Come on, Tiger. Hi. No.
It just started?
Just when I got near Tiger.
Oh, dear.
Well, there's no use putting it off. Come on, Tiger. I'll have to take you over to Grandma's. Come on.
Oh, poor
Tiger. Bye, Tiger.
Be a good dog.
We'll come and see you every day, practically.
Bye-bye, Tiger.
I'm sorry, Tiger. Me too.
Okay, come on.
Now, wait a sec. Stupid dog. Get out of here.
We'll be back in half an hour.
Come on, kids. Let's get breakfast.
Sorry, I can't help it.
The boys know that, Jane.
Sure, honey, nobody's blaming you. Right, fellas? Right, fellas?
You're right.
Yeah, I guess so.
There, you see? So cheer up. I'll get breakfast. Oh, speaking of getting, I've got something for your grandma. Tiger's new flea powder. Oh, why don't you kids stop your dad before he drives off?
Oh, I'll do it.
Okay, then.
Jan, wait. Alice, it's the flea powder. It's Tiger's new flea powder that Jan's allergic to. It isn't Tiger at all.
We gotta stop Dan!
It's okay, huh?
Well, just for tonight. Good night, Tiger.
Good night, boy.